Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, helping you to make better money moves. Phone lines open for Beeswax, 844-RAY-SHOW. Jump on board. Give us a call, 844-729-7469. It is the one talk show you must tune into, because today we cover some very, very important topics. For example, if you want to play in the investment world, the so-called investment game, you got to know some of the rules. I will bring those to you. Another lawsuit over stable value funds. You know, I mentioned this once upon a time. Sooner or later, many of these employers are going to wake up and say, you know what, especially the small ones, it ain't worth the risk to be putting in a 401k. A stable value fund is a fantastic way for people to have safe money in a 401k plan. But there's another lawsuit and another lawsuit. Now, most of the employees that are filing these lawsuits are losing, but nobody really wins in a lawsuit. The cost at $400, $500, $600,000 an hour is a lot of money, because there's a lot of money at stake. Health savings accounts, all of that coming up. Four signs of a bubble. You want to know about bubbles? We'll tell you about them.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles. Hello, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, everything's great today.
The ups and downs of leveraged ETFs. Ben Carlson wrote about this. I have a story to tell about it myself. Sit back, folks. Relax. Sit back, folks. There we go. Relax. It is the Ray program, helping you out here live on the radio. Just woke Curtis up. So I'm giving a seminar. I was telling the TV viewing audience this a little bit ago. Giving a seminar once, and you know, it all. I'm getting a standing O, and everything's fantastic. I think I'm pretty cool, right? And this guy comes up to me and he says, "Well, I really like your strategy, but mine's better." I go, "Oh, is that right? Tell me about it." He says, "Well, I buy ProShares Ultra S&P 500 3X, or one of those." What is a leveraged ETF? Well, the idea behind a leveraged exchange-traded fund is to give you exactly what it sounds like. It leverages you 3 to 1. I'll give you an example. You invest $1 and you theoretically will get $3 of exposure to the Standard & Poor's 500. So that's pretty good. If I invest $1,000 today and the market goes up, I get 3 times whatever the market goes up. Wow, that's pretty good. But it's reset on a daily basis. It's not like an option that expires in X number of days, months, whatever. It resets every single day. So many times, these are trading instruments. They are not necessarily buy and hold instruments. And this fellow was using it as a buy and hold. And I said, I think you're crazy. I think you're nuts, et cetera, et cetera. Let's do the math real quick, all right? Because it will help you understand why this is a very risky strategy. But it also could be a quite profitable one as well. You've got to make that call. All right. So remember, the strategy is reset every single day. So you invest $100 in a 3x leveraged ETF, and the index goes up 5% that day. You would go up 15% that day. Not bad. It's a year and a half's worth of average market gains in one day. So your $100 is now worth $115. Now, if the index then loses 5%, so it's up 5% one day, it's down 5% the next day. Could that happen? Of course. Happens all the time. Have you looked at a chart of the S&P 500? It looks like my EKG. Up and down and up and down and up and down. Looks like yours too. Usually the trend line is higher, and that's what's attractive here. Because if you get in a string of market gains, you can make a lot of money. And I'll explain that. But if you're up 15% one day and down 15% the next day, because remember, you're three times up, you're three times down, then your $100 isn't worth $100, is it? It's worth $97.75. Capiche? So this becomes really critical when, in fact, you are trading stocks, as this fellow was doing. Now, if you had just invested in the Standard & Poor's 500 and you had that 5% loss, well, then your money would be worth $99. Your $100 would be worth $99.75. You lost a quarter, not $2.25. That's 10 times the loss. So that's a leveraged ETF. So even in a market that doesn't go anywhere but is highly volatile, this strategy would be very, very painful because volatility acts as a tax on the returns on these products. On the other hand, as I mentioned to my TV audience, man, if you would have done this 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, wow, the returns you would have gotten, pretty amazing. So even though I may have called the guy's strategy dumb, that was 7, 8 years ago, in reality, he killed it. He killed it. So I guess the last laugh must have been on me, at least as far as that's concerned, because we have had like very low volatility. Remember, volatility kills you. It's like the sequence of returns risk that we've discussed so many times here. When the market goes down 25%, it takes 33.33% to just get back to even. So if you have downside volatility, even though you might have upside volatility, in the long run, you'll probably lose on a leveraged ETF. But to be fair to this fellow and others, looking at UPRO, a leveraged ETF, three times the SPY, going back to 2009, UPRO, according to Ben Carlson, was up 73.6%. The SPY was up 21%. In 2010, it was up 36.3% to 15.1. In 2011, minus 11.9 compared to plus 1.9. So you can see where it can really be damaging in bad years. But we've had almost nothing but good years. 46.8 in 2012 compared to 16%. 118.5% gain compared to 32.3% in 2013. 38% compared to 13.5% in 14. Minus 5 compared to 1.3 in 15. 30.8 compared to 12 in 16. And so far in 17, 30.9 compared to 10.4%. 2009 to 2017, annualized returns 43.5% average return annually compared to 16.2%. I am not recommending that you do this. If you want to scrape off a few percentage points and gamble, and if the market remains calm and not super volatile and on an upward trend without a lot of downside volatility, you can make a lot of money. But if it doesn't, you could lose way more than you could have made. Phone calls coming in, 844-RAY-SHO. We'll get to those calls right after the break. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Coming up in just a bit, required minimum distributions. What do you do with the money? We'll talk about that in just a bit. But first, 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to give me a buzz. We have Margaret on the line from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Margaret. How are you doing today?
Hello, Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. Do you know that, first of all, I grew up in Philadelphia, but I used to, back in the day, take the red eye to Philly and drive out to Horsham, which isn't too far from you, right? Hello, Margaret. What? That was her? She's playing Bach or Beethoven? Her question was about Series Double E savings bonds. Oh, I'll have to take her off the air then. I don't really get that. She says hi, and then she starts playing me music.
I
love
that.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do for the rest of the show, except for it's not going to be like Beethoven. It'll be Beatles, Stones, Eagles, Doobie Brothers, and the Beach Boys. Got that? Oh, and the Kinks. You already done a couple of Kinks songs today. Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. Double E savings bonds have lost a lot of their luster since the I-bond came into being some years back. But you don't really get much interest, at least with the I-bond. You get the same tax deferral and all that stuff. You're getting the inflation rate. So the double E bonds, those are 30-year bonds. After 30 years, you got to cash them in. It is a tax deferral technique. But the interest rate's very paltry. Did you look up what the rate was?
Yeah, the rate for issue between May and October of this year is 0.1%.
0.1%, really? Do you want that?
You can't cash it out earlier than 1 year.
Oh, I think we have Margaret back. Hi, Margaret. Let's try this again.
Okay, Ray, one more time.
All right. So what is your question for us?
Well, I have a double E series savings bond. $5,000 bond. It was issued in 94. I am now getting a 4% interest rate. The interest that I have gained on it so far is $3,656. It will mature in 24. Now, if I cash it in now, all is well. If I wait because of the 4%, if I hold on to it, I'm afraid the interest that I've accrued on it will be so much that I will have to pay taxes on my Social Security. Right now, I'm okay.
All right, well, let's talk about that for just a second, because what you're getting right now is a tax deferral of that $3,000-whatever. However, what is your income, and where does it come from, Margaret?
Oh, I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Ballpark.
But Social Security, a small pension, my husband's small
Give me the numbers, please.
How
much? Give me the numbers. How much from Social Security?
Oh,
ballpark.
1323 take home.
Okay, and how much from the pension?
Close to 400, and the annuity is also close to 400.
Anything else?
Well, you know, interest from savings and things like that.
Okay. You will not have to pay income tax, even if the amount of interest doubles between now and then, or triples. You're probably not going to be paying tax on your Social Security. Let me explain how that works real quick, because right now you have about $16,000, call it, in Social Security, and you have about $8,000 or so coming in from pensions and annuities. So that puts you at about $24,000-$25,000 of top of the line income. But that's not the way the so-called modified adjusted gross income calculation works to determine whether your Social Security is taxed. The way you do that is you take half of your Social Security, which is $8,000, you add to that the other $8,000 or $10,000 you have in other income. That puts you at a modified adjusted gross income calc of $18,000. You and your husband can have a modified adjusted gross income all the way up to $32,000 before your Social Security starts being taxed. So you're worrying about something that you don't need to worry about. Now, let's assume that it does become somewhat worrisome because the interest, and I can't imagine the interest going up because it was a fixed rate when you got it.
Right.
The fact is you can liquidate some bonds in advance of that final day. Because remember, you don't get interest after the 30 years. In 24, you're not getting interest, and you can't convert them to HH bonds like we used to in the olden days. So now, just sell a few bonds, take the income, pay the small tax, which will most likely be very near zero. It will be zero as it relates to your Social Security. So you needn't worry about taxation on your Social Security, okay?
Terrific. Thank you so much.
It's what we live for. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, so I used to fly to Philly, and then there was an all-night cheesesteak place, not Pat's or Gino's in South Philly, but it was further down the road because it was about a 30-minute drive to Horsham. That's where because I was doing consulting at the time, and I was there every week, every cotton-picking week. It was brutal. I did that for a year and a half.
So are your tennis shoes on a phone line back there somewhere?
No, but I gained like 30 pounds that year. Oh, God, and I didn't get rid of it. Still haven't gotten rid of it. And it was all because the cheesesteaks there are so good. It must be the bread. I don't know what it is. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thank you, Margaret, for the call. If you got a pressing money question, you can give us a buzz here. 844-RAY-SHOW. Okay, I was talking about required minimum distributions. This just in. I talked a little bit about this last week. According to a 2016 study from Vanguard, IRAs subject to required minimum distributions had a median withdrawal rate of 4%. That's about what a 70-and-a-half-year-old must take out of their IRA. But a median spending rate of 1%. Go figure. So all of this financial crisis and retirement crisis we keep hearing about, of course that's the case in specifically for certain age groups and certain asset classes, people that have certain assets, versus the general population on average. Because on average, you've got surplus money. What do you do with it? When we come back from the break, I'm going to share what I think are some pretty darn good ideas on what to do with the required minimum distribution that you ain't spending. And if I've had one person, I've had 100, tell me, what do I do with this money? I don't need it. I'll help you out with that when we come back. Don't go away. 844-729-7469. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Email's coming up in a little bit, too. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Stick around for more of the Ray Program.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with you, daddy, you all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I knew we'd have some Doobie Brothers sooner or later here on the program. Welcome back, folks, the Ray Program, 844-729-7469er. RayLucia.com. We're compiling the emails right now, but if you happen to email me this segment, I'll get it up first and foremost in our next segment. So before the break, I was quoting from a Vanguard study, and I didn't get a chance to finish my train of thought last week, so I bring it up again today because I have a pretty cool strategy for individuals that hit their required minimum distribution age, but according to the Vanguard study, basically don't spend the money. Most of the people that I talked to said, that's an annoyance. I've got to take 4% out of my $500,000 IRA, 20 grand. I get tagged with the tax bill on that. And then what do I do with the money? Well, again, according to the study, the median spending rate is 1%. That means most people with that $500,000 IRA, say, has, what's 3% of $500,000? 15 grand left. Well, it's not quite that, because there is a tax bill. And let's say it's a 20% tax or a 15% tax. So maybe after taxes, there's $10,000 left over that they're not going to spend. So they cashed out their mutual fund, they took the cash, and the cash goes nowhere. Well, there are a couple of things that you can do. We have discussed the qualified charitable contribution. Jim, you and I have talked about this before. An individual can donate directly from their IRA up to $100,000. And that satisfies your required minimum distribution. So in reality, you could take $6,000 or whatever you're, you know, you need to spend of that money and donate the rest and only have to pay tax on the $6,000 that you took out. Pay $1,000 in taxes, there's the $5,000 you needed to spend, and your favorite charity gets the money. Now, you get the good publicity out of it now. When you go to your church, everybody looks at you and say, hey, that dude made a $100,000 or a $20,000 donation. Thank you very, very much. We just did a fundraiser at our church, and a guy on the way out the door handed our head honcho $20,000, a check for 20 grand. I'm going, wow. And that wasn't even from an IRA. I'll bet you if I got to the guy, I could have said, why don't you just take that out of your IRA? And instead of you having to go out and earn $30,000, give 10 grand to the government and $20,000 to St. Mike's, why don't you just take $20,000 right out of your IRA? And it will satisfy your required minimum distribution. So think about that. The other thing that I have done quite effectively is this. Don't take cash. Take the assets in kind. Take the assets in kind. You know, we've done this sort of planning with Roth IRAs and Roth conversions. Like if you have a stock that's gone down in value, and you expect it to come back up in value, you can convert that stock to a Roth. And then from that point forward, get tax-free buildup. Well, you can do something similar with your required minimum distribution. Take the stock or the mutual fund that's gone down and distribute that to satisfy your required minimum distribution. Of course, take the cash that you're going to spend. But if you have a stock that you bought for $20,000 that's now worth $10,000, or a mutual fund or whatever that you're not giving up the ghost for, you're going to hold it. Take it in kind. You can take assets in kind. I did this a few years back, not with my required minimum distribution, but with a Roth conversion. I had a piece of real estate that I had intended on holding, but it was in my individual retirement account. The market was down. Do you remember those days when real estate dropped 30, 40, 50%? I distributed the asset in kind, paid tax on the conversion on the value of its fair market value on the date of that transfer. Yes, you've got to have a valuation of some sorts, and this one was publicly traded, so it was easy to calculate a value. And then I sat on it. Like public REITs, for example, back in the crash, dropped some 70%. So if you had, I don't know, $50,000 in publicly traded REITs, real estate investment trusts, in your portfolio, you could have distributed them for $15,000, satisfied your required minimum distribution, paid tax on the $15,000, maybe that's $5,000, you pulled that out of your pocket, and those particular investments came back 200-300% over the next couple of years. That's pretty spectacular. So that $15,000 turned into $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 over the next few years, and guess what? Is there ordinary income tax on that? No, it's capital gains. A capital gain that hits your tax bracket in the 15% area is taxed at 0%, zero. Or upon death, there's a step up in basis. Or if you gift those shares to a child or a grandchild that's in the 15% bracket, they can sell at a 0% tax rate. So you see how strategically working through required minimum distributions can really and truly help you? Yeah. And that's called planning, which brings me to my next point. And that is, how many of you have a planner advisor or someone that just basically puts you in index funds and mutual funds and walks away? How many of you deal with a staff that actually do asset location for required minimum distributions where you talk through? You see, most people convert to cash while it's inside the IRA and then cut themselves or have the custodian cut them a check. Well, that would make little sense to me, because if it's an asset that's gone down and you want to hold that asset, transfer the title. How do you do it? You sign a piece of paper. You sign a transfer form. Yeah, it's a little bit more work. You don't want to do this, you know, December 23rd. You want to do it now. You know what the RMD is going to be. Yes, you do. Don't tell me you have to wait till the end of the year. That's not true. The required minimum distribution is calculated based on your 12/31/2016 value. So you can apply the factor, you know, 27.4, whatever it is, the first year. You take, if you're 70 and a half this year, you take whatever your IRA was worth, 12/31/2016, divide it by 27.4, and you end up with your required minimum distribution. Or take 3.67, or take 4%. Make the math simple. 500,000, 4%, 20,000, that would satisfy your required minimum distribution. Now you know what the number is, but you don't have to take the cash. You can take the asset in kind. If it's a $20,000 mutual fund or shares in a company stock, you can do either or both. You'll still have to pay tax on it, but you have to do the required minimum distribution one way or the other. So I want you to think about that. Those that are in RMD stages, required minimum distributions, if you're not going to spend the money, like many people do not, but you still are forced into taking it, don't take cash. Take your stock, in particular those stocks that you want to hold, and pocket future capital gains at capital gains rates, not ordinary income rates. Or you can, you know, just simply take equities that have gone down like mutual funds and distribute them for your required minimum distribution. We'll be back.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Thank you all for tuning in. I do appreciate it. Emails at raylucia.com. We did get a couple during the program, but they were requesting some other information, a little too technical for us to do on the air. So I apologize to them. We had a guest on, I guess, a couple of weeks ago now, and she offered a free book to the first 10, and we had like 100 people that want the free book. So what was technical about it is we're negotiating with her to give everybody a free book. Don't tell her I said that. But Jim, she's sort of bonded with you, right?
She's a client.
Oh, she's a client of yours? Let's see, we did June. Tara, hit it, boys. Let's do some emails.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Boatman.
Tara, is it worth the extra costs to create a trust? I have a will and a health directive. Well, let's talk about this for just a minute. A will does not avoid probate. A trust avoids probate. Now, anyone that's ever gone through a probate experience will tell you it's not fun. It's time-consuming, and it can be costly, in particular, if the will gets contested. Now, do all wills get contested? Can't say all will. But let's face the facts. Mom or dad dies. One kid lives in Michigan. The other one lives in Philly. The other one lives in Baton Rouge. All right? They all have their own ideas as to who should have gotten what. The will must be probated to be able to get to whatever the will says. Probate, I believe in Latin, means to prove or something like that. I flunked Latin. I actually never took Latin. I took Espanol. But you get what I'm saying. We have to prove that Jim Stewart wanted that Rolex watch to go to his grandson. And we have to probate that and publish stuff in the papers and go through this process because maybe, you know, Jim's son wants the Rolex. And he says, wait a minute, Mom loved me more than the grandkid, and she promised me your Rolex. Well, he ain't here to defend himself. He's dead. So the courts then have to decide. Anybody been to a court lately? Anybody been to a hearing lately? Thinking you just call up a judge and say, hey, can I see you on Tuesday or would Thursday be better? Nope. You got to get in a long line. So if all of your assets, Tara, are transferred upon death by a beneficiary designation, then you probably don't need a living trust. You have a home, and that home has a beneficiary designation or its own in joint tenancy with rights of survivorship, then that will avoid probate. If you have a bank account that's a Totten trust or a payable on death or whatever joint account, that will pass free from probate. You have a life insurance policy with a named beneficiary, that will pass free from probate. But one of my very best friends in the radio business years ago, his wife took out a life insurance policy on herself through, I don't know if it was the AFTRA, I don't know, but it was through one of the trade organizations. It was a $100,000 life insurance policy on her. And she checked a box naming the estate as the beneficiary. Not a good idea. You have to have named a real live person or a living trust or an irrevocable trust as a beneficiary. You name the estate, that life insurance policy for $100,000 had to go into probate. She died at 46. The $100,000 turned into $89,000 about 18 months later, not to mention the hassle factor. So I would suggest to you to talk to an estate planner, an estate planning attorney, and ask them whether just a will and the health care directives will do. My suspicion is no. Bert, I started a business this year. If I have a loss, can I carry back the loss to prior years? Yes, my I'm not a CPA. Talk to a CPA about this. My understanding of the law is as long as you have basis, like for example, if it's a subchapter S corporation, the S corp has to have basis. In other words, it's got to have the money to be able to pay the expenses that generated the loss. You can't have phantom losses and then deduct that on your ordinary return. But if you have basis in your company, and if it's a sole proprietorship, you obviously would have basis because all of your money is treated as if it's all your money in the business, right? So now you can carry back 2 years. Got to go back to 2015. If you paid taxes that year, you can recover some of those taxes. Then you can go to 2016, and then obviously 2017. So yes, you can carry back losses according to my knowledge of the tax laws. But then again, I am not a tax professional. That's what CPAs get paid to do. How am I doing for time, Jim? 1 minute, he says. Julie, I think I over-contributed to my IRA. What do I do? You have until October to recharacterize it. Just recharacterize it back to whatever you should have done. Make it a non-deductible IRA. That's usually what happens. Now, if you did over-contribute and it's not a Roth conversion or something like that, you will pay a 6% penalty on that over-contribution. So you need to talk to your financial professional right now because 6% is a lot of money. Now, if you over-contributed by $100, it's not a lot of money. If you over-contributed by $5,000, it is a lot of money. Most of the time, your over-contribution came because you made too much money on the other side, and a recharacterization to a non-deductible IRA can solve that problem. Talk to your financial professionals about that. Okay, I am out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. RayLucia.com. Now go out and make it a fabulous day. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Bye-bye.
Ooh, ooh.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.